Alice's anger was driving him toward revenge. The idea Ryland had come up with while they shoveled manure yesterday made Griffith more than a little nervous. Sneaking into the upper boy's room in one of the houses in town was one thing, but the King's Scholar's house was on campus. "I say we do it." Deep creases formed in Ryland's forehead, causing a shadow to fall across his grey eyes. "If I hear, 'As you wish, Your Grace,' one more time, I'm liable to do something that will actually get me sent down from school." Griffith was inclined to agree, though violence hadn't been part of his life. Even he was feeling the urge to hit something. The urge frightened him as much as the idea of sneaking into the King's Scholar's boarding house at night. "I'm doing it. Tonight." Ryland lifted an eyebrow. "Are you with me?" Was he? He was fairly sure that his father wouldn't approve. But his father had left him to figure things out on his own, and if Ryland did what he planned, Griffith was going to be blamed for it whether he was involved or not. Was it better to be falsely guilty or truly guilty? Either way, he'd suffer the consequences. "I'm in." Thankfully, the trembling in his body didn't reveal itself in his voice. He stuffed his hand down into his satchel and felt around for his paper, tracing his fingers along the edge until he could feel the tear in the top. It was his third in as many weeks. He'd come to school to learn, and that obviously wasn't happening. No matter what he did, his life was at the mercy of the older boys, determined to have their own against a pair of young dukes while they could. Renewed anger rushed through him, trampling over his misgivings. He'd hold on to his paper until tomorrow. He might need the motivation tonight. Sneaking around the grounds of Eton at midnight was wrong. Then again, so was making someone's life miserable just because you could. If he tried really hard, Griffith could convince himself that teaching these older boys a lesson now would make them better men in the future. Wasn't that what a duke was supposed to do? Lead the elite of England to be better? Tension tightened his shoulders as he slipped into the darkened building behind Ryland. It was strange being on campus when everything was dark and quiet. It added to the sense of unreality. Was he really, finally, going to do something about his school difficulties? Ryland and Griffith had found each other early on, their mutual disdain for life at Eton bonding them quickly. Their first year had been horrible, with one of them still grieving the loss of his father, and the other trying desperately to live down the reputation of his grandfather. Griffith had been able to convince Ryland and himself that things would be better if they just got through the first year. But they weren't. If anything, things were worse. Now that there wasn't a sanctioned way to make Griffith and Ryland do their bidding, the older boys were resorting to new and worse means of persecution. After tonight, they'd think twice. Or at the very least, they'd stop saying, "As you wish." "You have the paint?" Ryland whispered. Griffith silently held up the can of red paint he'd bought in town. Ryland nodded and slid two brushes from his pocket. His other hand reached for the latch on the door of the fifth-year boys' dormitory. Sweat coated Griffith's palms, making him clutch the paint tighter so he wouldn't drop it. His chest felt like it was churning, like the waters of the River Thames during a storm. Were they really going to do this? Somehow it didn't seem right to slip in and face his enemies while they slept. But what else could they do? He couldn't stand it if the year continued on the way it had started. And what would happen next year? "Keep it simple," Ryland said in a toneless whisper. Griffith wasn't sure he'd heard it so much as sensed what was being said by the shape of Ryland's lips. "Simple," Griffith whispered back. He winced at the sound of his voice and decided to nod at Ryland instead. Ryland nodded back. "We get in, paint 'As you wish, Your Grace,' on the backs of their shirts, and get out." A small grin touched Griffith's lips. They'd think about the dukes every time they got dressed for the rest of the term, unless they wanted to explain to their parents why they needed new shirts. It would be a reminder that he and Ryland had managed to sneak into their presence and could have done something much worse. There was a certain biblical tone to the prank that appealed to Griffith and made him feel a bit like David facing down Saul, even if it was probably more like taking on Goliath. "Remember, backs of the shirts," Ryland whispered. "We don't want them to violate dress code." At Griffith's nod, Ryland...